Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How about that first playoff rankings that came out? You got Tennessee in the top spot. Ohio State was 2, Georgia 3, Clemson 4. How about those Vols? Too bad they got to go play at Sanford Stadium in Athens on Saturday between the hedges against the Bulldogs. You got to remember, though, it's the first of 6 times that they're going to come out with the playoff rankings before they determine who's in the 4-team playoff. Tennessee might have the best resume in the country, and they beat Alabama at Neyland Stadium 52-49. But if they lose to Georgia Saturday, it's still possible they could finish 11-1 and a win against the SEC champs should Alabama finish by running the table. If they win on Saturday, they could lose to Bama in the title game in the SEC and still finish in the top 4 because they would have split the 2 games with the Tide and finished as the SEC's runner-up. Georgia can't really screw up at all. They're number 3. And remember, number 3 has been the bad spot in the rankings over the years. Only one team ranked number 3 in the first poll for the playoff. Clemson in 2020 made the playoff. Nobody else. If Georgia loses on Saturday at home to the Vols and they don't win the SEC East, they got to hope that they can finish in the top 4 without winning their division. Good luck with that. The only big win they had was against Oregon, who I respect, but look at the rest of Georgia's opponents. They're 22-26. Their best win would be against a 3-loss South Carolina Gamecock team. They would definitely have to beat Mississippi State, Kentucky, and Georgia Tech to finish out and help compensate for not winning the division title. None of those teams are in the top 25 that they're playing. Bottom line, Michigan's 5th. They have to beat Ohio State in Columbus. If Georgia wins Saturday, you could still be looking at 2 SEC teams in the top 4. Remember, Michigan hasn't played anybody, and Clemson's unbeaten and rolling toward an ACC title. Michigan's non-conference schedule was so candy-ass, it's not even funny. Colorado State, Hawaii, and UConn. Those teams suck. The Wolverines' only win against the top 25 team is against Penn State, and they beat them in the Big House. So no one considers that like some kind of clutch win. It's pretty obvious that the playoff committee likes Ohio State, what they've done, more than what Michigan's done. But believe me, you, there's 5 more polls. So this thing could get shuffled easily. The Pac-12 isn't dead yet. They got number 8 Oregon, number 9 USC. They're still in the top 10. Tennessee plays Georgia Saturday. Michigan and Ohio State play November 26th in Columbus. Alabama and Clemson could lose between now and the time the final selections are made. Bama has 2 tough road tests at LSU and at Ole Miss still on their schedule. Clemson is at Notre Dame on Saturday, and they still have to face their rival South Carolina before the ACC championship game. The Pac-12 could get a boost if TCU loses, and the Frogs have to win on the road against both Baylor and Texas. They go to Waco and to Austin. Oregon still has to face Utah, ranked 14th, and Oregon State, ranked 23rd. And you could even get USC against Oregon in the conference championship game. No team has started lower than Ohio State did in 2014 when they were number 16 in the first poll, and they went on to win the national championship. UCLA is on the outside looking in. They're ranked 12th. TCU and Sonny Dykes are undefeated, and they have a nice resume, maybe better than Alabama, but they have to finish undefeated as a conference champ to get a shot. Their best wins are against Kansas State and Oklahoma State, which are ranked 13th and 18th in the first poll. TCU has had 8 second half drives when they were trailing. That's actually one fewer than Clemson. They have 3 wins by 7 points or less, but the team ahead of them, Alabama, has 2 and a loss. The Frogs have 4 wins over teams that were ranked. That's the same as Michigan, Georgia, and Alabama combined. The Frogs have 4 road wins, double Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Alabama. The Frogs are number 3 in strength of record, which measures the odds of an average top 25 team that they would have the same record versus the same schedule. That's ahead of Georgia, Alabama, and Michigan. But they're still screwing them. Basically, what the committee is saying that the Horned Frogs need to win bigger. They need to win better games and hope the teams ranked higher screw up and lose. And then the committee would change their perception of the Frogs. UCLA's ranked 12th in the first poll. How are they behind USC? Well, the Trojans have played 2 good teams, Utah and Oregon State. They nearly lost to Oregon State, and they did lose to the Utes 43-42. But the Bruins' lone loss came to a top 10 team, Oregon, and they beat Utah. How about Tulane? They were ranked 19th, and they're the top-ranked Group of 5 team, but they're 6 spots behind Kansas State, which has 2 losses, including 1 to Tulane. How about Florida State? They didn't even get ranked. They're 5-3. But Texas got ranked, and they're 5-3. The Longhorns lost 3 close games to Bama, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State. And the Seminoles lost to Clemson, Wake, and NC State. Florida State beat LSU. So what they're saying is Texas's 1-point loss to Alabama is better than Florida State's 1-point win over LSU. How does that make any sense at all? So imagine if it were a 12-team playoff. These are the teams that would have byes: Tennessee, Ohio State, Clemson, and TCU, believe it or not. And then you'd have Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Oregon, USC, LSU, Ole Miss, and Tulane. Those would be the 12 teams. So you'd have like number 12, Tulane, at number 5, Georgia, number 11, Ole Miss, at number 6, Michigan, number 10, LSU, at number 7, Alabama, number 9, USC, at number 8, Oregon. The quarters would be the number 9 USC, number 8 Oregon winner against number 1 Tennessee, the LSU Alabama 10-7 winner against number 2 Ohio State, the Ole Miss Michigan winner 11-6 versus the number 3 Clemson Tigers, and the number 12 Tulane, number 5 Georgia winner against number 4 TCU. So let's take a look at the ranked games this week. You got tomorrow night in Seattle at Husky Stadium, Washington 6-2, 3-2 in the Pac-12, taking on number 23 Oregon State. Going to be a good game. The Beavs are 6-2 and 3-2 in the conference. Washington favored by 3.5. 54.5 is the number. I love the kid Penix, the quarterback of Washington. He's thrown for almost 3,000 yards and 22 touchdowns. Saturday, you got number 4 Clemson at Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend against the Irish. Notre Dame's 5-3. Clemson 8-0. It's 7:30 on NBC and Peacock. Clemson favored by 3.5. 44 is the number. at noon on ABC. Ohio State ranked second, taking on Northwestern at Ryan Field in Evanston. The Buckeyes laying a fat piece, 38.58.5 is the number. Texas Tech is at number 7, TCU at noon on Fox at Carter Stadium in Fort Worth. TCU laying 9.5, 69.5 is the number. Also at noon, ACC Network, number 17, North Carolina going to Charlottesville to take on Virginia. The Heels favored by 7.5, 59 is the number. Their quarterback, May, the Heels, 2,671 yards and 29 touchdowns, having a great season. The Heels are 7-1, 4-0 in the ACC. Also at noon, Tulane, ranked 19th at Tulsa, at Chapman Stadium in Tulsa. Tulane laying 7.5, 57.5 is the number. Be careful, Wave. This could be an upset game. 3:30 on CBS, Tennessee and Georgia in Athens. Georgia favored by 8, 66 is the number. Also at 3:30 on ESPN, number 8, Oregon at Colorado at Folsom Field in Boulder. Oregon laying 31.5, 61.5 is the number. Number 15, Penn State, 3:30 at Indiana at Memorial Stadium in Bloomington. Penn State laying 14, 50 and a hook's the number. The last time they went there, the Lions lost to the Hoosiers, but Indiana's dropped 5 in a row. Also 3:30, Michigan State at Illinois. The Illini rank 16th. They're laying 16, 41.5 is the number. 3:30, Oklahoma State at Kansas in Lawrence. Oak State laying 2, 65.5 the number. Also at 3:30, number 20, Syracuse at Pitt. Pitt laying 3.5, 48 the number in the Steel City. At 3:30, UCF ranked 25th at Memphis. UCF laying 3.5, 58.5 the number. Number 6, Alabama's at LSU at 7 o'clock. Alabama laying 13.5, 58's the number. 7 o'clock, Texas at K-State. Texas laying 2.5, 54.5 is the number. Michigan at Rutgers. Michigan laying 26, 45.5 the number. Arizona's at Utah at 7:30. Utah laying 17.5, 67 the number. Then you got Wake at NC State at 8. Wake laying 4.5, 54 the number. UCLA's at Arizona State laying 10.5, 66 the number. And Cal's at USC. Trojans laying 21.5, 60 the number.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.